What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bullandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Jeffrey Dahmer, Ted Bundy, the Night Stalker. These names are infamous, but do you really know what drove them to kill?
In Mind of a Serial Killer, we don't just tell you the story. We break down the psychology behind it.
Follow and listen to Mind of a Serial Killer, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
This is like your anthem.
Well,
you love it.
I figure we do like a Feel Good Friday type music. And look, man,
it's a feel something kind of music.
I like the club music that kind of brings you back to a time and a place. I can play you some Marshmallow if you want, some
back
Steve
before
Aoki.
There was war and politics and racial issues.
Yeah, God. Stop me in my tracks.
So you just remember everybody's childhood was, it was so great. Meanwhile, all these atrocities were also going on then. But you were a kid. You didn't pay attention to it.
Or you just didn't care about it.
You didn't even know.
You felt invincible, like a former guest of the show, Vince Papale.
Ah.
They've got a lot of play on this show on Saturdays.
That's a fun little story, though. It played for 5 or 6 straight Saturday mornings. Because a file number got changed or something, and it kept replaying. And people that had to work on Saturday mornings would send these vicious vile emails.
Oh, God, I've heard it already.
I'm sitting here doing this word by word as I listen to it right now. But at least they wouldn't change the channel. They memorized the Vince Papale interview because it would play on the rerun, on the worst of, what we call it.
Statication. Can I share with you a fact that I saw that I did not know? It was kind of gross.
Yeah.
It's
we
history.
Just left talking about awful
I know,
death.
Man. It was sad, but this is...
Are we going to talk about it now during the feel-good music? Oh, maybe. Is this going to counteract it?
It's just kind of gross. It's
40,
not really...
I don't even know how many years ago. 60 years ago was Chernobyl. Now break it down.
People mutated and they grew an extra foot.
They melted into the ground. You can't recognize man from female. But that's kind of the same way today in America.
I saw it. Says here back 39 years ago in 1986.
By the way, I like you doing this.
Some of these are really interesting, like when they pop up from day to day.
Yeah.
I used to just look at the sports ones, but you kind of drift. Ronald Reagan had 3 small polyps removed from his colon.
Oh.
I had no idea. How would we have known about that? Now it's a big deal now. They want to see the medical records of, you know.
Yeah.
Every president, but
was it while he was in office?
Yeah,
the end of his life was like very sad and also weird. That I just remember Saturday Night Live and I don't want to say Leno, but
hey, well, I think give me a shout out.
Talk show host in general would like make fun of Ronald Reagan for having Alzheimer's.
Yeah,
it was just a time when you made fun of that. It, like.
That's
Mommy, where did you put my M&Ms? And just all these, where they would make fun of him.
I remember Katie Couric getting it done on TV, but not a politician.
She got a colonoscopy.
Well, she did because I think her husband died from it or something like that, or someone that she knew had colon cancer.
But I think they were immersed, like they went immersive with it, and you saw, you know, I think you saw the trash going down the tubes, if you know what I'm saying. I think so.
Oh, it was like in space, you're flying through asteroid belts?
Pretty much. Or like a ball return at your bowling alley. Or you're waiting for it to pop up.
Oh, you got a slow digestive tract, Katie.
Here comes a big sixlet.
You need to have more roughage.
Use some fiber.
The word polyps is scary.
Because I don't even really know what it is.
Well, let me tell you this, and this is not to like gross you out or anything, but a couple of your P words and you will get that way. But new listeners to the show, I'm type 2 diabetic. I've never had to get shots. I just take a pill in the morning, pill at night. One in the, about halfway through if I want one. But no, really, I take two a day. And over the years, they've changed. You know, like if you're on a prescription, like you'll get it 1 month and it'll be pink, like a football. The next time you get it, it might be square and yellow, whatever. So right when I started this new type of diabetes medicine, it was called Glucophage. It sounds like a expensive luxury brand.
Oh. Like a dessert.
Is that a Glucophage bag you have there, Penny? or a dessert? Yes, we're going to go with the Glucophage for two, please. Garçon, boy, over here. So, long story short, I was going to the bathroom, number two, and I felt something weird. It's not being gross. This is health stuff. And I felt something odd a couple times, and I looked down into there, and I saw what looked to be grapes. And I was like, first off, I ate grapes. But these were like I swallowed full grapes.
Okay.
Like, you know, I chew them up, mince them up in my mouth or whatever, I swallow them.
Oh, no.
And I was really freaked out by that. And I told, actually, I will say his name right now, former account executive David Copelson that used to work with
us. Hey, buddy.
And I told Cope about it because I don't know. I don't know why that came up. I told Cope, not Adam Copeland, but David Copelson. I said, Cope, this is weird, man. You know, he's like, sounds like polyps, buddy. And I'm like,
God, it sounds like something he would say.
Always the worst.
Because he would know.
But he, so
he's very knowledgeable.
He's like, sounds like polyps. And I go Google, and I'm like, good God, man, it kind of looks like that. So I call my doctor, freaking out, my primary care, which is my doctor.
Let me follow you to the bathroom so we can take a look at it.
You may give me a colonoscopy, buddy. How can we monetize this right now?
Oh, so, my God.
Come back to the Coke
cabana. That's a sales guy for you. How can we monetize this? I love that. So,
that's disgusting.
My doctor said, and this is weird, but he's like, I need you to take a picture of one.
Oh, why don't you just mail it to him in a box?
What's in the box? It's my polyps, maybe.
I
want
to see it.
In a ring box.
I sent the picture to him, then I get a call back. And you will never believe this. I can't believe I've never shared this on the air before. Probably because it's gross. But
was it not?
It was not polyps, thank God.
Praise Jesus.
This is your doctor.
It was the new pill had the gel cap on the pill was made of vegetable
surprise oil. You took it.
I love the hell out of vegetables.
You do now.
But what, the coating, I guess, was made out of vegetable oil or whatever. So my body didn't break it down. But the gel tab in my tum-tum was filling up with all of the trash that was coming down the chute.
It kept collecting them.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
And just shooting out like bullets. I mean,
I can imagine
like I'm shooting into the Atlantic Ocean
at the rate of speed.
Splash.
Does it normally break down, or does it end up in?
It just depends on your body or what you eat or whatever. But
he wanted you to take a picture.
Oh my God!
Yeah, and I was like, God, this is freaking. And I'll tell you another thing that's awful
too. That is fascinating.
Prior to cell phone cameras, Oh, this makes me miss her because I love her. So we're just like death and gloom today on a Friday. But my grandma, Nanny, the sweetest woman that was ever.
Was she the farter?
She was the farter. She was also the quarter Cherokee. And I love that. Or the sixth Cherokee.
Did she ever apologize or she just...
For farting?
Yeah.
I don't know if she could hear it.
Yeah.
We never, neither.
So true.
Her and my grandpa would no sell farts, but we didn't know if
yeah, that's
it was beneath them to acknowledge it.
Yeah, they didn't.
Or if they just didn't hear it. Or if they don't feel it. I don't know.
All the above. I don't know, because there was a lady at the grocery store who dusted me and didn't even acknowledge it. And I thought, oh, you just killed a...
God. Like, you got farted on at the grocery store?
I did.
Like, did she walk by doing it or did it and walk
she
by and she just pulled by it
me
by
and
you?
Just like really and didn't even
you
say
make her
she
dress
was,
move?
She didn't say she was sorry and she kept talking to me. I'm like, ready to like, pass out.
Looking for ice cream and then she's
just playing
like,
the horn here.
Wouldn't you say excuse me?
She fired one off in the freezer and tried to lock you in with it.
I wanted to say you need to go to the bathroom now.
Everybody knows if you got a fart, you go in the beer cave and just like wait.
I remember that time we did an appearance at a convenience store and it was like 102 degrees that day and I was so hot I went and sat in the beer cooler because I thought I was going to pass out. I was like, I'm going to pass out right now. But anyway, my sweet grandma, she had some you know, the way older people, they wait a lot of times to the last minute to, you know, they come from that time of rubbing dirt on it and not being a wuss,
just
so
stubborn.
She's had this real bad sore on her leg and it was gross.
Oh God.
And the doctor wanted to see a picture of it. So my mom, hey baby, she got my camera that I had and took it and said, do you have any film left? Have no idea what this is like.
Hey, baby.
Hey, mama. Do you have any film left on there? And you go look at the top and it's like, it says three. I have three pictures. Well, I need it. So whatever else is on there. So I go get them and, you know, that was the best thing. I went to Acker Drugs. They'd knock it out in like an hour. And I'm sitting there and I'm going through and looking at the pictures and there that is like,
oh.
And the way I'm not being this, I love you, Nanny. You know, you would get a laugh out of this, I feel like. But it was from right here. This point, you have to explain this. If the sore was here, and my mom took the picture from there, so you see a little bit. It's the side.
So you saw a little bit of a little carpet.
Yeah, like one you'd put in front of a sink.
But a mature doctor doesn't care.
If you're looking down the side of somebody's house, you might see some shrubbery peeking
right
out.
But
a bush, maybe.
Years later, well done. Years later, I was going through some pictures, and one of them had slid into there, and I threw it away. I was like, there ain't no need. This is awful.
What if you, never mind. I can't say that because it was the actual picture of the sore.
It was.
I was just thinking, what if the sore wasn't there and you forgot who it was and you're like, hey, I'm going to keep this in the old bank. Go back to it if I need to.
Only you would think
that. But then you remember who it was after. You're like, oh, no, no.
Would they think that?
Or if you're just in the sores, you're like, hey.
Haunt him, Nanny. I know you.
Don't you do it.
Does the Lord let you come haunt people that are talking crap about you on earth?
I support Native Americans.
Your new name is Sick Boy.
That's been taken by WCW. Billy Kidman will sue him.
Yep. Oh,
God.
They already might sue me for wearing shorts every day.
Well, y'all have similar body features now.
A normal person would have like an ooh effect by that, but Fat Boy's like, you may keep it in
just
a file.
Imagine working at Eckerd's. You're just sitting there and you're like, oh, look at this. Here's the fat guy again. He met more baseball players. And then all of a sudden there's that. And
dude.
Maybe they look at it the way you did, Fat Boy, and say,
well, I may need this for later.
They turn it upside down, sideways. Which way is this? You're gross, Paige.
No, I'm not gross.
I was told any kind of nudity that went through the photo lab automatically got held.
Well, it wasn't nudity. It was like that side angle. So it's her knees facing. Well, you can't see. You're listening on the radio.
What if she had like a tattoo down there that was like really rough?
Oh, God.
Sailor Jack was here.
It was just like riding me like a magic
Sailor
carpet.
Sailor Jerry. I said Sailor Jack. Uh-huh. She didn't go to the real one. She went to Sailor Jerry. All right.
Oh my gosh.
She had no tattoos.
She had to take it.
What?
I'm glad she took the picture. She agreed to take it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Helping her out.
Yeah. It's just weird just going through pictures and that, but I instantly knew what it was. Like when you squint, it looked like the Milky Way.
Thank God we have phones now.
Galaxy.
I know. You got Teladoc. I could whip it out in front of the webcam if I needed to. If I had to ask my son to take a picture of, like, you know, hey, like, I got a huge ball, like, take a picture of it.
Also, like, if you have, like, a member with you, I don't want to break your HIPAA, but, like, the bottom on your, the bump on your,
what?
Your taint, you had to put the, right? You put the camera on the ground and just stood above it. And you've never been able to do that prior to, like, cell phones.
No.
You'd have
you're
to.
Talk about why I took a chunk out of my ass.
Yes.
Yeah.
You'd have to have your wife or son or whoever like lay down on the ground and have you.
have your wife do that instead of your son.
The worst view in porn. I can't imagine having to take that of your daddy.
How about Eiffel Tower? No. You just like yeah, take a picture up here. Yeah.
Oh my right. God. You people are wild.
I have to remember that we don't give out the phone numbers as much as we should. Damn it.
Yeah, we're getting less numbers.
Well,
like actual phone numbers.
Yes. 1-800-774-0093. You can text on that or call. Again, tlcmotors.com phone lines. 1-800-774-0093. No more death talk unless it's funny, okay? Good morning, everybody.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
RiseGuys.com.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys.
Streets on the China, never met her before. Who would care when you drop kick your jacket?
What?
As you came through the door, no one glared. But sometimes things get turned around and no one spared.
That's all the words.
All hands look out below. There's a change in the status quo. Gonna need all the help that we can get. According to our new arrival, life's more than mere survival. We just might live a good life yet.
Who's this, Tony Clifton?
Big finish! Is that Bob Zamuda?
Zamuda.
Does that make you feel
God.
Good?
Yeah, man, back in the day when shows had songs and
yes,
I went back and looked it up. It was only on for 5 seasons. But
wow,
I saw every episode 2 or 3 times probably.
God, that was on. How long was what was the show? God, you'll know it instantly. Suzanne Summers and Patrick Duffy.
Step by Step.
Yeah, that was on a long time.
Yeah, it was. They got like rejuvenated their careers off that show.
A lot of those shows came like that. That was on. Friday nights when you go to high school, they change. Like Friday, you like in middle school, you keep up with the programming on Friday nights. So like especially then, you're like, okay,
oh,
Dukes
God,
of yeah. Hazzard, and Dallas.
That had to be a regional thing, right? Did some kid come home like from his private school in New York City, like, hey, when are the Dukes of Hazzard coming on?
Hey, have you seen this Daisy Duke, huh? She wears the shortest shorts I ever did see.
Dad, could you imagine if you had one of those cars in the city?
They scream yee-haw when they go over the hills.
Dad, what is
yee-haw.
That?
Yee-haw.
What is that big black and white thing with 4 legs that just stands there?
Is it Cuda?
It's got a bunch of nipples on it, Dad.
Jesus.
Where's Uncle Jesse's wife? Is there an Aunt Sue somewhere? Did she retire and open up an ice cream store, huh?
Why is his name... Oh.
That boy can't kill your own joke.
I mean, really, the name Luke Duke out of all names.
Luke Duke.
I'm going to name this one Bo, and I'm going to name this one... Wait, they were cousins. They were not even brothers.
They were cousins. You had Bo, Luke, and Chad, I believe, were the three.
Hmm. Yeah. And then... Daisy, God, where were their parents? That's such a backstory to the Dukes.
They never got into the backstories. There were
None.
Such holes.
What happened to Uncle Jesse's old lady?
Was Matlock ever married?
Yeah, where were the other kids' parents? Like, all the cousins, all their parents left them with Uncle Jesse. She had to work at a place called the Boar's Nest.
At least in Full House, they told you what happened. It was a sad story, but...
They give you a little background for it.
Like, the mom's dead.
They didn't Aww. Think, first off, when they came, when they went to, I think it was CBS, when they went to them and said, hey, we have this idea about some good old boys. They're going to drive around with a
never meaning no harm
race car with a Confederate flag on top.
That's going to have something on the car you might have to bleep out in the future.
In
but we'll
the
worry
future,
about that
it might just be an orange top. It's undecided how what they're going to take that.
It's blurred. How many cars did they end up using for
Crap tons.
Yeah. So many.
I've seen, not ridden in it or even gotten in it, but I saw one of the actual real ones that was used. But there were dozens.
You know what I found out yesterday, and people know this already? Anthony Hopkins, the Hannibal Lecter mask was lost in the fire. The one he wore in the movie.
Oh, no.
Gone.
That's sad.
Think how much memorabilia just got burnt slap up.
Well, also homes and people. Let's remember that more than we worry about props.
Yeah, I mean, look, if I'm being honest,
now, Cooperstown's on fire. We got issues.
I don't like how the Hurricane Helene victims here kind of took a backseat to the California wildfires,
you know what?
But whatever.
Somebody asked me that yesterday. Like, how do you feel about that? And I was like, ask them how they feel about it. Like, I don't know. They got the. It's like comparing two tragedies. Like, well, which one got it worse?
Yeah.
Well,
I feel bad for both. I really do.
But down deep, which one do you care about the most? You can be honest.
This isn't the first time that's happened.
Western North Carolina.
Where there's been something in South Carolina and California. Yeah. When the earthquake happened, it was right after Hugo. And I remember my grandmother said, when we were all there at Christmas time, both my daughters have been through something terrible in the last couple months.
That's interesting. Jesus. I did not realize the two correlated like that.
Yeah.
But if you're like Western North Carolina, you're like, I think you're thinking, you're like, please, no other disasters for a while. Like, let's keep the, because what's the most recent thing you heard about when AEW did that show? I mean, I understand there's charities and stuff still operating daily on this, but I'm talking about national attention. It just stole the thunder. But then again, I don't know lives lost. And to me, that's ultimately bigger
than
the
thing
buildings.
Than things.
Certainly Hollywood props.
Well, since we're talking about Los Angeles.
Dude, are the ruby slippers good from Wizard of Oz?
Didn't they just get sold?
Yeah.
Well, thank God.
Like a...
What about the Batmobile? Is it okay?
Well, it says back in 94 was the... today in 94 was the big earthquake, the Northridge earthquake. Los Angeles killed 57 people. $13 billion of damages.
I have to be frank and honest about this, though. Why keep living why keep living somewhere where there's wildfires every year and also earthquakes constantly?
Because it's beautiful.
They say now wherever you live, man, you got to deal with one of the three evils. It's going to be floods, hurricanes, or the fires. Like it's just going to, or extreme bitter cold.
Well, I mean,
it's like pick your poison.
Yeah. Well, I don't want bitter cold, but I don't want forest fires either.
No, there's like
tornadoes and all
I don't
that
want
other
none of
stuff.
That.
I mean, you really don't. You don't want to live in any of that crap.
Like, is it the same thing? I wouldn't live in Florida. I mean, I just...
Yeah, I'm not a Florida person. Like, I don't ever have to go again.
That's not hate on, like, the whole Florida man thing or whatever. Like, it is a wild state and all that. But you got to think, like, I think Florida's probably a bigger melting pot than even New York, maybe.
It's an odd place to me, Florida.
Yeah, it is.
It's like three different states all into one, plus,
and
you know.
And then Disney's like its own province. It's like the District of Columbia for Florida.
When you go to some of these backwoods places, like, you know, closer to Ocala and Gainesville, there's kind of nothing out there.
Gator like, farms.
There's nothing here until we get to Daytona Beach and, you know, and
yeah,
on the
like,
other side. The water's the best on the west coast of Florida.
It's like driving from Greenville to Columbia and then from Columbia to the coast. Like, those two points in between.
Yeah.
Man.
Small towns.
I've never wanted to see south of the border more in my life than right now. A, because I got to pee, but also.
Ride coaster.
Right, the petting zoo, all this stuff.
The Gulf of America does have nice water.
Yeah.
The Gulf of America does have freaking nice water, man. You're absolutely right.
So, like, Tampa and Clearwater is cool, but, like, other than that, going to Orlando, I guess, like, what?
You know,
go to Destin? Like, what else are you going
to
do?
The thing about Trump changing it from the Gulf of Mexico to the Gulf of America, do you know, I want to say the Atlantic Ocean used to be called the Ethiopian Ocean because
no.
People associated it with where.
I'm glad we changed that.
It would be kind of odd. But Atlantic, like Atlantic.
Yeah, I don't. But it could change again, right? I don't know how this stuff changes, how you acquire territory like that.
You just, this, I mean, it kind of goes back to that thing we've talked about a zillion times with Tartaria, when they used to put a map, they didn't know what to call it, that they would just say, it was Ethiopian but spelled with an A, so it's Ethiopian but with an A at the front, so Ethiopian, but that was the attribution for it before.
Like, what did Persia change to? Afghanistan? Or
Iraq, I thought.
No.
But, like, you know, like...
Yeah, they still make rugs, but they don't... Iran, yeah.
It might change again.
Real quick, before we go, I just saw this. If you ever get bored, and it better not be before 10 a.m., but if you ever get bored, look up, go on Google Maps and look up Turkmenistan, the country right above Iran. You think the UAB is beautiful? Dude, I don't understand Turkmenistan. They're right there beside Iran and Afghanistan. You would think, like...
Is it like an oasis?
It's like...
Just really green?
It's like all the world's billionaires must live there because the place is beautiful. And you don't ever hear crap about them having any issues.
And, well, there's about to be a regime change, so we'll see.
In Turkmenistan?
Iran.
Oh. You never ran a day in your life.
Might affect them. I was going to say, if you're getting bored out, or no, God dang it, I messed it
up. My God.
I messed it up.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I messed up my whole show.
Oh, dang it. You're going to be walking funny. Thank you, though, for that. It was fun. Paige?
Yeah.
We're going to have this big guest coming. Oh, I should have said that. God.
Dang it. You know what?
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, you know,
I have a topic that I want to talk about, but I don't want to be a bitch.
Our good friend, Jeff Millwood, who listens to the show, he just sent me pictures of the boar's nest from Dukes of Hazzard. The building still stands, and it's a church now.
Where's it at?
That's cool.
I'm waiting on him to respond to that.
Yeah.
But the inside, they have a little statue of Boss Hogg you can take your picture with.
God, it is little.
Oh, I want to go to Dukes of Hazzard Church.
Is that life size? Because that's real short.
I don't know how. I think Millwood's like 5'10". Covington, Georgia.
I always like Daisy Duke. Is there a statue of her or anything of her there?
No, it's probably been fondled and messed with.
Sure.
Nobody's going to mess with... Boss Hogg.
Mm-mm.
It was like somebody snotted on it.
Yeah.
Like, was he a... Boss Hogg, I'll look it up myself.
Is there... There's no Roscoe statue? There's got to be a Roscoe statue.
No. Is there a Cooter statue?
It'd be when we leave.
Well, I'm going if there's a Cooter statue.
God!
Oh, she loves...
She's going to manicure it.
Ben
Jones.
Ben Jones.
Yeah.
Yes. Cooter Ben.
That's right.
He's a senator, or was a senator, right? I believe he was.
How's he not the mayor of freaking Gatlinburg?
I don't know.
Yeah, he should be.
Well, before I head right into the important stuff.
Mayor Cooter.
Oh.
I know. Just I'd buy merch.
The ban on TikTok goes into effect on Sunday, or does it?
Or does it?
Or does it?
I already took it off my phone.
Donald Trump, he's said to be considering signing an executive order to suspend the ban's enforcement for several months, but experts say that the executive order has as much power as a strongly worded memo, so we'll see what happens. Wanted to throw that out there.
And I guess you can ask this of any incoming president. Is Trump like already in the White House? Is he walking around like just like figuring out what's going to go where? I just wonder if he and Biden are in the Oval Office at the same time. And
Vans are coming up side by side, looking at even the moving van guys hate each other.
The awkward moment where they both go for the same chair behind the desk, and you know, it's like, it's mine now.
But I do want to note that during Trump's first administration, he wanted to ban TikTok because of the Chinese connection, but he flip flopped once he realized that so many people know, so many people that they're making money off of it, and. Are upset about that, you know, that this is going to hurt them.
I reversed the ban because you can play the little arcade on the TikTok. You can battle people. It's fun.
So we'll see what happens.
A lot of people
on Sunday.
Oh, I can't make any money anymore. Oh, TikTok's gone. But there's already one that people are jumping to.
Truth?
Well, yeah, for that, but like for making videos.
What is Telegram? I keep hearing about that a lot. And
is that the one?
It's just easier for me to ask. Well, Truth is, Truth Social's the one that Trump and a lot use.
I know that one, and I've heard about Blue Sky.
I think Telegram is UK-based.
I'm going to find this out.
It's kind of the Wild West as far as, because they hate X, the Brits do. But then I think Telegram is like.
Do you think X is going away?
No.
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 X is. X.
Red Note. That's what it is. Red Note.
Red Note. Yeah, I've never even heard that.
They're already advertising for it. But this says there's 10 alternatives. So, I mean, if you lose TikTok, I mean, y'all are going to go.
There'd be someone else.
Yeah, just get on Threads.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What a bunch of work.
What like, a bunch of crap.
Hey, so and so's just on Threads posted something you like, Mike.
Like, quit notifying me this. I ain't got a Threads.
Like, he ain't on Threads.
Well, let's talk about this. What is the least licked body part on your body? This was a topic on
generally people's or mine specifically.
That's a great question.
I imagine it would be
licked
overall on everybody's body.
You mean? So I have to qualify this by asking: do you mean sexually or like a dog?
Whichever. I imagine it would be kind of.
I would hope I would know the answer. I would pray it's the.
I must say it's the elbow because most people can't, right? Isn't that the thing? Like, no one. I mean, I'm sure some of you.
Shouldn't we agree that the answer should be, you know, starts with the B and ends in the H?
No.
Like, if that ain't number one, God, please at least be number two.
Well,
that's where it comes from, actually.
So we have at the bottom of the list the nape hairline. Like the nape of the neck.
Oh, man.
Where's that at? Like just on the bottom?
Where your hairline.
But I kind of like to have like right there at the ear. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, like you a Dracula.
I would just like purr.
That's just your vibrator still on.
It won't die.
Real. Inside
she has a solar powered one. She's got way in the front yard.
I just put it in the window when I leave.
God. Suction into the window.
God.
Just kidding.
It's like a climbing wall in her bedroom. Different thing is attached to the wall. She just runs and throws herself against the wall butt first.
You can think of so promiscuous.
You got like
so
a Gatling gun.
She jumps off the bed back first into the wall. Oh, out.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. And I have to
say. You got one in.
My new boyfriend, Bob, is still in the box. I haven't taken him out.
What is that? Oh, okay, I got you.
Must have been her gift bag.
Yes, it was. Okay, so.
I put the rest of my lube on a piece of toast. So.
Do lesbians have battery-operated girlfriends?
Yes.
Bogs?
How did it work? Would you want that to vibrate? Maybe, I guess you would.
They got one of them tongues
way.
That swirls around.
Right?
Yeah, they do. I saw that. I got a massage from one of those.
God.
That's the
fat boy, come check out this back massage. That thing started beating the hell out of his back.
It did. God, it sucks.
I remember that.
It's like the bike from...
He said we should have gone faster on the speed.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Yeah, it was remote control and everything.
We didn't want to hurt him. No. Or lose him in any way.
It's like, point is not nice.
No. other parts that aren't licked, your ankle, inside your ear.
The ear, anywhere around the ear could be dangerous. Or the gape of the neck, whatever you said.
Nape. The gape. Triceps. Ooh, this is disgusting. Inside the nostril.
Gape makes a good pair of jeans. They really do. After all these years, they do well.
Elbows might feel good.
I said that.
Yeah, you did.
I said that.
Elbows might feel good.
You can't find out.
Okay.
Belly buttons.
Tonsils, that's weird.
Ugh. Can't reach them. Belly button's got to be on there.
Front of the knee, back of the knee. The scalp, and probably the least licked place is underneath the eyelid, which is really just weird. What are these
people
doing?
Even more so than the eyeball. I want to lick your eyeball.
I can't.
You know what I love to do? It's not even really, I mean, it's sexual to a degree, but.
What do you love to do?
I love, this is going to sound graphic, maybe dump out. Or maybe I shouldn't say it.
Let me at least turn around.
I like to remove a woman's underwear from behind as I'm kneeling down and let her kiss her right on the butt cheek.
Oh, that's cute.
Dude.
Why is he laughing so hard?
I mean, this is.
I just wonder how you did it the first time, if you just kind of fell. And,
Then Paige came, jumped off the bed, and knocked me off the wall.
Yeah.
It's just kind of.
What the hell? Why is he laughing so hard?
I don't know, man. It's just the way you describe
it. I took something that's usually deemed like, hey, kiss my ass, and I'm really doing
it
for pleasure.
It's sweet. It was real sensual, I guess. I gave you that.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you have, like, cleaning cloths in your bathroom, you don't smell bad, right?
I don't know.
Cleaning cloths.
I wasn't even thinking about that.
Like washcloths or...
Wash rag.
Or, you know.
Yeah.
Oh,
you're all thinking about me kneeling down right now.
No, I'm not.
Moving panties from behind.
Or loofahs or whatever you use in the shower.
That's what Roman Reigns
works. Just don't tell me to kiss your ass, Paige. You know me.
I never said that.
All right, you want to go to break?
Yeah, I think we need to. We went south.
This interesting guest coming up.
Okay. You might have to come back. I want to see what else is on that list later.
We went through, or you can add some of your own.
Yeah, because we got questions about the ones we didn't hear, maybe.
Okay.
Well, you would think so, but the one that you're expecting seems to be trendy now. It's very strange.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm good. All right, thank you, Paige.
You're welcome.
That was informative and entertaining. We will take a break. When we come back, the girl who was verbally slain on the radio right now, yesterday.
Yep.
Her friend Tiffany called. I don't know that she said her name. Tiffany said her name, but I don't know if she said her friend's name. But she said, have this friend. We're getting married. My fiance and I, we wanted to buy the dresses for the bridesmaids. This dress is not going to fit her now because she's put on some weight and will not lose weight.
Won't do it. She says she needs to get off her ass.
Very, like she was pretty cruel about it or whatever. But you know how it'll be. Oh, it's my day. I'm a princess. Yeah. But that young lady, and we'll find out if she was listening or someone told her about it, is going to be on next. And eventually, fingers crossed, even toes as well, that we can eventually call Tiffany also today.
We're going to. We're going to at least try and get her on.
And we're not sitting here trying to stir up a hornet's nest. They came to us. We're just the referees.
God, man.
Paige, special timekeeper.
It's going to be good.
Yeah. So we will get in on that net. Boy, I'm having a time this morning.
I don't know what it is, man.
I'm slurring my speech, not the way I usually do. Good morning, everybody.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.